Shouldn't every independent African nation have a minister of entrepreneurs? I think so. Sooner rather than later. I think a powerful cabinet appointment to this effect would benefit the economies up and down the continent. It would act as an advocate for entrepreneurs to help them navigate the economy and create wealth. An efficient and go-ahead Minister of Entrepreneurs could also help risk-takers to campaign for changes in regulations and legislation to help ease their cause as they look to invest and create jobs. Algeria has led the way and seen a huge surge in startups after it took the bold step of appointing a 26-year-old Minister of Startups and the Knowledge Economy. Yassine Olaid took to the job like a duck to water, and the number of startups boomed following his appointment, and he appeared to have the right idea. Instead of spending his years moving from political meeting to political rally, mouthing slogans, Walid cut his teeth as an entrepreneur, creating a company with cloud solutions for business. Innovation is not only technological, even though nowadays many startups are closely related to tech. Innovation can also come from the impact that an enterprise can have to solve social and environmental problems. This is something that we encourage as a ministry, he was quoted as saying. South Africa has also tried to marry the functions of government with its Minister for the Development of Small Business. It was created in the dingy days of disgraced former President Jacob Zuma. Stella Ndabeni Abrahams, a youthful minister, reshuffled into the job in 2021 from the Ministry of Communications, is trying to make something of the post. Ndabeni Abrahams has made all the right noises, lionising entrepreneurs, and has launched a new fund to help the young among them. Yet, is this enough? Ministers for entrepreneurs also need to sweep away some of the red tape and costly regulation that stand in the way of setting up business. Maybe then there will be less need for funds to help people start up. Also, ministers need to resist the temptation to put new regulations in the way of the quest of energetic entrepreneurs to risk all, for that is what it is in the cause of progress and wealth creation. Let's look forward to the day when every African nation will have a powerful and forward-thinking Minister of Entrepreneurs.